Thanks for being with us once again on Inside Calhoun County. It's the official podcast of Calhoun County, Michigan. I'm Richard Pyatt. Today we're going to talk about something that a lot of folks are interested in, mostly because we drive the roads in Calhoun County a fair amount. We're going to check in this time with Christine Parsons, Interim Managing Director of the Road Department in Calhoun County. Hello, Christine.
Hi there.
Well, thanks for joining us today. There's probably a few things, at least, that you're working on. It's springtime as we talk here in 2024, so that means you're beginning to take a look at and maybe even start some of the projects that will be the focus for the year. Also, I'm curious, just to start, we've had really warm weather in this winter. Has that advanced things at all?
Yes, it has advanced things for us in a couple of areas. So it starts what we call our pothole season a little bit earlier than we're typically used to due to the unusually warm late winter / early spring. We are patching potholes with more frequency this time of year than we might otherwise expect to be, which is a little bit of a catch-22 because we are not having access to what we call hot mix asphalt yet. Asphalt plants close over the winter for maintenance. They usually close in November, reopen in mid-April. So that's what we would traditionally patch potholes with that has more staying power than some other materials. So in the winter, our options are really limited. And due to those freeze thaw cycles that we're seeing, you'll see the warm weather during the daytime and it'll get colder in the night. So especially when it rains or you'll see like snow melting, it gets down into the road and then it freezes and thaws and it creates those freeze thaw cycles that we call them, where you'll have potholes forming more quickly into delicate spaces in the roads or underneath the roads or any places where you have porous areas, like cracks or just existing voids. So we are seeing our pothole season start a little bit earlier. And typically you'll see this like in the fall as you go into those freeze thaw cycles into the late fall and then early in the spring. It's just starting a little bit earlier this year. So right now we're doing what we can with cold mix asphalt and with our spray patchers. Hot mix asphalt, when it comes available next month, is the most effective solution for that. So that's when we'll really get out and have a systematic approach going township by township to patching potholes to really like knock out all those potholes for hopefully the rest of the summer and early fall.
So when you use the interim solution, do you have to go back again? You expect to go back again with the hot mix later to those same places?
Sometimes you do, yes. It just depends on a number of factors, how much traffic a road gets, if we get any more winter events where we have our plows out, how many more freeze thaw cycles we'll go through. So this week when, you know, some of this precipitation will melt and then freeze overnight, that'll open up some more that we might have already have otherwise patched.
Yeah, not to mention all the traffic that goes over them and helps loosen it. I was driving in the Detroit area recently and there was a patched area and a couple of pieces of the patch that had broken out. And it was just laying there next to the actual patch spot, and the hole was reforming. As you described that, I was thinking about that example just as one of many that you'll have to deal with in this coming cycle. So you get the hot mix, you address all of that, and then you're able to turn your attention to bigger things, I presume. You don't have to go back during the year in most cases and attend to those even in the heat?
Not with the kind of frequency that we do in the spring and the fall when we're getting those colder temperatures overnight. So yeah. If we can address them with hot mix, typically they will stay for a good period of time, barring some kind of unusual circumstances. So what we do try to focus on is where can we address them in a more comprehensive solution, such as road construction. So that's what we are turning to this time of year. We spend the fall and the winter planning with our townships what kind of local roads work that we want to do. And we have a scoring process because we have, you know, a limited amount of funding that we apply to both local and primary roads. With the local road funding, 50% of the cost of a construction project must come from an outside source. Typically, that means the township, not always. So we work with them to create 5-year plans for their local roads and suggest projects. They may suggest projects that we hadn't considered. And then we go, what they submit for their priority projects, we go through a scoring process for all the townships And there's different criteria that they're based off of: connectivity, traffic volume, what kind of treatment you're putting down. All those different things play into the scoring process. And then we score them from high to low. And until we run out of money, that's what we fund. So we try to fund as many of them as we can.
And that scoring process is something you've used for some time, isn't it?
It's a couple of years now. It was always kind of tricky. If you don't have money to fund everything, which is, of course, a problem, not just for Calhoun County, but for other counties around the state of Michigan and other states as well, where it's not all funded by the state, because you have some states where the state controls all of the road funding and they do all of the work. But in Michigan and other places where it's, you know, county by county, what we have to look at is how can we make the best use of county funds and township funds to maximize the value of their investment? And that's really what we're trying to do here. So we've planned with our townships over the fall and the winter. We get all of the projects scored. And then right now we're planning out the order of the preparation work that we have to do before we get started on this construction. We've actually already started in some areas. We are working on a big project in Leroy Township on E Drive South between 5 Mile and 6 Mile that they had submitted. We will be working on a big project in Marshall Township, hopefully with the cooperation of one of the solar providers that is working out there on H Drive North, where it lines up with Emmett Township. And then we have other projects submitted across the county from other townships as well. So it's a pretty good list. We have a variety of different types of treatments and different options that we will be installing on the roads across Calhoun County this summer. And that's just our local road work.
Yeah, I was about to say, we do have the benefit of some federal funding that trickles down to the county level, do we not?
Yes, yes, we do. We are eligible for what we call our urban area fund. So that's part of our municipal planning organization, which is called BCATS, our Battle Creek Area Transportation System. And that includes Bedford, Penfield, Emmett, Newton, and Leroy townships. And we are part of that organization with the city of Battle Creek, the city of Springfield, and Battle Creek Transit. So we share those funds with them. And this year, we do about one project a year in the Battle Creek urban area, which is the BCATS area. So the county, not the city of Battle Creek, but in that BCATS area. And this year, actually, we are doing two projects over there. We have North Wattles Road, which is going to go from Verona Road to Michigan Ave. And we are crush and shaping, which means we are pulverizing the existing surface and then paving it back. And then South Wattles Road, which is going from G Drive North to B Drive North. So about the area of Historic Bridge Park down to B Drive North. Mm-hmm. That will be crushing shaped. We are widening that out with a paved shoulder because there are requirements for that as part of this federal funding. And then we will pave that back, but also in coordination with the I-94 bridge replacement project. So we're coordinating with them to make sure that we time our projects correctly so we don't build it and then have it get damaged.
So these are just some of the criteria that you have to consider when working on such a project. What other impacts could there be, and what other projects might be troublesome in interfering?
Well, you know, we also have what we call our rural task force funds. So that covers the remainder of our townships in our county. So that's money that we try to spread out across all of our other townships because they're only eligible for use in certain areas. And we have small urban areas. And in Calhoun County, you have two small urban areas, which are Marshall and the city of Albion. So this year we're getting funding for the city of Albion or their small urban forces. And we are doing some of the problems you have to consider with the small urban funding is it's only the urban area in the county. So for Albion, there's about 3 roads that are eligible for this funding. Hmm. And they're not in terrible shape, but it's either use the money or lose the money. And we want to be able to keep good roads in good shape where we can. You know, we'd love to be able to address all the bad roads too, but we have to take available funding where we can get it and use it wisely. So B Drive North between 28 and 29 Mile is being what we call trenched, where we're trenching out the existing gravel shoulder, putting in stronger material, and then paving the shoulder and over top of the whole entire road. So that'll be trench and widened and then overlaid. So you'll have a paved shoulder out there and a new surface. And like I said, there's only a few roads that are eligible for that money. We've already used the money in past years for the other areas. Division Drive is a good example when that got done. And then with our rural task force money, we are doing a project in Athens Township this year. So we are coordinating with the tribe. They have submitted some funding to prioritize this project and help us improve roads in that area as well for our drive south between the West County line and 1.5 mile road. That's also being crescent shaped and widened with a paved shoulder. And one of the things that we have to consider with that particular project is that Kalamazoo County is doing a project contiguous with our project into their area. So you have to consider where the detour traffic is going to go and what historic or cultural resource impacts you might affect, which is a requirement for all of the federal aid projects. Both cultural resources and human resources have to be considered when we are designing these projects, since they're subject to all of the same requirements as an MDOT project would be in terms of cultural and environmental review.
What does that mean, cultural and human impacts?
So when we do a project that has federal funds tied to it, and this has been the case since the Natural Environmental Protection Act was passed, I want to say back in the 60s, we have to do a review of, like, are there any endangered species that we might be impacting? And you'd be surprised. There are plants and animals all over the place that you could consider endangered. It's not just the big ones that you think about, you know. So we consider if there are going to be any historic impacts. Are there any properties older than 50 years old that could be impacted? And not just like, will you touch this building, but are you going to affect the view shed? Are you going to affect the cultural context of that situation? And given that this is an area that is traditionally inhabited by the Nottawaseppe Huron Band of the Potawatomi, we have to have them do a review as well to make sure that there are not cultural resources that we are impacting. For instance, when we replaced the bridge over V Drive South, they had to relocate the wild rice population during that construction and put it back. And they handled that. They have their cultural experts that manage that so that we would not impact their cultural resources. So there's a number of different things. That's just a small example, but you are required to protect and consider all of those things when you build the project.
These are probably things that those of us driving along these roads on any given day might not have given thought to. Lots to consider. I'm curious about, you said, correct me if I'm not phrasing this correctly, crushing, you're removing some pavement and then replacing it and doing some widening while you're at it. When you crush, are you reusing that or does that get repurposed somehow? I see piles of crushed concrete sometimes and I wonder how that's handled.
Well, when we pulverize roads, yes, usually they're not concrete. We only have a couple of concrete roads in Calhoun County, one newer one that I can think of. But typically when we pulverize the existing, what's maybe asphalt surface or might be an old chip seal surface, we do pulverize that into the existing base material and then it gets mixed up into whatever happens to be there. In an ideal scenario, you'd have 8 inches of what we call aggregate base, which is like the base material that you build the road on, and then a layer of sand underneath that. So it's 12 inches of sand, 8 inches of aggregate, and then 3.5 to 4 inches of new pavement. So when you crush up that existing material, usually asphalt, that adds into your aggregate base. So you can make that strong road base underneath, and then you'll take that, compact it down to the required percentage, and then you can pave on top of it. But, you know, it has to be graded out to the correct cross section because roads are not flat. You know, roads have what we call a crown. They come to a point in the middle and it's 2%, typically not in a curved section, obviously, but typically like a flat road will have, like a normal road that's not going, you know, up or down in a hill, will have a 2% crown. So 2% down the middle on either side. So the water can flow off to the sides and it's not sitting on the road, compromising the integrity of your pavement.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, and good to know that is the path that's followed, excuse the expression, I guess, or the pun, but yeah, that makes plenty of sense, and it's good to know that there's been consideration given and not a lot of waste involved in that when you're chopping up, so to speak. The folks who have information about, say, potholes or other things, they interact with you, right? They let you know where those things are?
Yep. And what I would definitely recommend is for folks to go to our website and they can report any service requests via the app that we have available there. and also get their questions answered about construction, we have our website, calhouncountymi.gov/current-construction, that will be updated with all of our projects, what's happening where, approximate timelines, because of course it is construction scheduling and there's a lot of flexibility with when things might happen. Typically, as it starts to warm up, you're seeing more things happen. But they can also report service requests. If they have a pothole, they can get it reported on our app, or if they have a tree maybe that is leaning over the road that they're concerned about, or if there is anything else within the footprint of the road that they're concerned about, they can definitely reach out to us and, you know, we can help them get it addressed for sure.
All right. That's calhouncountymi.gov/current-construction. Love those resources when you can just pop that right up and take a look and know where the projects are and plan your route accordingly. So it's great to have that information at your fingertips. There might be some bridge projects in our future, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we are, I would say, probably about 95% certain that the S Drive South Bridge over Pine Creek down in Athens is getting replaced this year. We're just waiting on final confirmation of the funding for that. Because right now that bridge isn't, you know, a lot of bridges were built back 50, 75 years ago. That's about their useful service life. And depending on what kind of traffic's going over them, they are in the need to be replaced. And, you know, Calhoun County is not unique in this. We have 88 bridges that we manage. We are considered in Michigan's Southwest region. So we compete against all the other counties in the Southwest region for bridge funding. So typically there is about 10 times the amount of need as there is funding available. But this year during our bridge program, we were awarded two bridges, actually, which is really a major coup for us. It's a 3-year program. So we apply in 2023, this past year, and it gets awarded towards the end of the year. And we just found out we're getting bridge replacements in one on L Drive South, which is on the Albion-Homer border over the south branch of the Kalamazoo, and one on 25.5-mile road in Homer Township. So we will be replacing both of those at the same time in 2026. So right now we're working on getting the design started for those. We're working with a local consultant firm that has a structural engineer on staff. We actually do the vast majority of our engineering and design in-house. The couple of things that we don't do in-house are structural design and electrical engineering design with signals. So we do, those are the two things that we outsource. Typically, we do everything in-house. We have some really capable folks here, and our road workers are, you know, constantly out helping us work on construction projects as well. They did a lot of the work on E-Drive that's already happened. And it's impressive to watch those guys work.
What did you say? 60 to 75 years is the lifespan of a bridge?
About 50 to 75. So just this past summer, we did some rehab work on the Raymond Road Bridge over the MDOT rail over there by Kellogg's at Emmett Township. And that is going to enable that structure to last a lot longer than it otherwise might, because the piers underneath, what we would call the substructure, were in really poor shape. And some of it's a function of design, the way that it was originally designed, a lot of water to get through. And, you know, water is the enemy of concrete and steel. So over time, that bridge was pretty old. It had been replaced by MDOT actually in the late 1960s. It was just really time to replace that. And we had gotten some rehab funding and completed that last year. And then with these two other bridges, we'll be getting those rebuilt in 2026. And every year we do apply as part of MDOT's local bridge program for funding to replace bridges. But when you have every other township and municipality in the Southwest that you're competing against, you unfortunately are not always successful, because everybody has so many needs and there's just not enough funding available.
Yeah, and I suppose it is important to also underscore the notion that you don't just put a bridge up and then wait 50 to 75 years to take a look at it. You're inspecting those and watching the integrity of those over that time. And I presume that if there's an issue, that gets moved up in the priority.
Yep. So we are required as part of a federal national highway bridge inspection program to inspect bridges every 2 years, unless they're in critical condition, in which case they get inspected more frequently than that, typically on an annual basis. If they're in really poor shape and there's nothing that can be done, sometimes they do get closed. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's our last resort. We do have to consider the safety of the traveling public. We do apply for, and we actually did a couple of years ago, what we call preventative maintenance projects, where we get funding as part of this local bridge program to do preventative maintenance on groups of bridges. About 2 years ago, we did some work on bridges down in Burlington Township. I'm going to say 12 mile, 14 mile road. We did some work on 15 mile road here in Marshall to allow us to address some scour issues and some settling. So there are options for trying to address them before they get bad. Ideally, in a perfect world, we would address all of our roads and bridges when they were still in good shape and then not have to worry about when they get in really bad shape and get really expensive. But again, with limited funding, there's only so much we can do. And when things occurred in the past, different types of road construction that, you know, may have been great in the moment, but maybe now we wouldn't really use that technology. It's addressing those older projects, making sure we can try to take care of them as best as possible with limited forces and limited funding in the best manner that we can. And there's not always good answers for folks, unfortunately. We would love to say, you know, we'll be out there and build new roads everywhere we go, but the budget does not exist for that, unfortunately.
Well, we can dream about it, I guess. But,
you know, and who knows if they change the way that roads are funded, maybe that's, you know, that's something that would happen in the future. But again, you know, I think we're making good strides with local road construction and primary road construction, making sure that we have forecasted plans out into the future. Both now and, you know, every year out, we try to think about not just what we're doing right now, but how can we think about this in the long term and think about it from a maintenance perspective as well. So we are working on plans and constantly thinking about what's next and when and if the funding becomes available, we're ready to, you know, help get things in better shape.
Well, and you raise an interesting point, too, that the technology and the methods used, maybe even the process and equipment and how roads come together all advance over time. There are advancements in technology and such, so that maybe the way a bridge was put together, for example, in the 60s is not the way it's being done now. And we end up with a better product as a result of that. So that's a whole other conversation. Maybe someday we can talk about that. The fun tidbits of putting roads together that folks don't know about. That would be a fun subject. I look forward to that. In the meanwhile, congratulations on your coup for two bridges and funding to replace those and all the hard work that you and your team are doing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Christine Parsons is the Interim Managing Director of the Calhoun County Road Department here on Inside Calhoun County.